Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All righty, hour number two. What's happening? Tinky and Tierney. This is the Tinky and Tierney Show on this Wednesday around the country. What's going on? Hope everybody's awesome. Great first hour, despite the dopey takes of Samter and his best ability to weigh the show down, as he on occasion is wont to do. We're inside of our Rocket Mortgage studio. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket Ken. Hey, Teak, next segment, Rick Neuheisel. All right, CBS Sports college football analyst, and we'll check out some of the key matchups coming up this weekend. Tiki is pointing to a screen and pointing to his chest. I can't see that, Teak.
You can't read that?
I can't. Oh, that's right, Auburn.
Auburn,
Penn State. That's right. I almost said Virginia because Tiki's doing the game. Whiteout, only 6-6
Yes.
At Beaver Stadium. In their last 12 whiteouts.
Virginia is playing North Carolina this weekend.
North Kakalaka.
Where you from? Virginia looking good. Brennan Armstrong, their quarterback, threw for 405 yards. He's been ACC Offensive Player of the Week, I think, 2 weeks in a row.
Has he really?
He was his first week, and I think he was outright this week. So, but he got banged up a little bit. But no news is good news, I think, because the injury update, he's not on it. Florida is taking on, or hosting, I should say, Alabama.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's the biggest one.
SEC, CBS.
Of the week. And then we'll look to keep an eye on UCLA. They're taking on Fresno State. Fresno State's 2-1 on the year. But UCLA, we're just expecting a rebound year for Chip Kelly. So we'll keep an eye on that one, even though that's almost an 11 o'clock start, BT.
So that means we'll keep less of an eye on that.
Yes,
is that basically what you're saying here?
We'll check that out on Sunday morning.
Oh, man. Also this out, Carmelo Anthony was dishing on some interesting stuff, and he said that, you know what, there is absolute, and this has always been the case to an extent, but there is absolutely no loyalty in sports. It is just all business. Mm-hmm. And without saying he's wrong, because it's really hard to say that he is wrong, that is depressing.
Yeah.
And we'll have that conversation coming up this hour as well. So, the Aaron Rodgers situation, let's get to this. Now, Aaron Rodgers was just, he was horrendous, man. He had the lowest quarterback rating of anybody in the NFL week one. He averaged 4.88 yards per attempt, lowest per attempt of anybody in week one. And a bunch of rookies played, you know, I mean, some quarterbacks had some rough outing. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were just punked and smacked by the New Orleans Saints, who, by the way, I mean, everybody knows this, but we failed to kind of implement this because we were so stunned by Green Bay's no-show.
Yeah.
This is a display Saints team right now who hasn't been in their own bed for a month. Training camp set up at TCU. I was driving home last night, and I heard Sean Payton doing a spot with Brett Favre on Sirius XM NFL Radio, right? And Sean was actually sitting in the hotel. This is a Tuesday night, not the night before a game, in a makeshift film room. So he's watching film in preparation of week two inside of a hotel.
Wow.
Right near the campus of TCU.
And we have no idea when they're going to be back.
And they still thumped Green Bay.
That's right.
That's
and
my point.
It almost felt like, a show by Green Bay. I mean, And really, it's Aaron Rodgers. We talked about this a little bit because of all the offseason drama that was going on. He's just not on the same page with these guys, right? He's not feeling, this like the camaraderie that comes from being around guys all offseason and let's take that next step to get to the Super Bowl because obviously they fell in short the last 2 years in the NFC Championship game. But that happens when you're just not around. And you're the leader, right? Who else is the leader on? I mean, they have some good players, the Smiths, Preston, and
Bakhtiari. He's got a lot of respect, but he's hurt.
Yeah, but he's the guy.
Yep.
And he's not there the whole offseason. It just kind of creates a void that just it gets hard to fill.
Well, what went wrong, Aaron?
You guys came out a little full of yourselves just with all the high expectations and the good season last year and maybe just took it for granted to show up anyway.
Yeah, I think so, Pete. I think there's probably some of that. We, probably felt like we were going to go up and down the field on whoever they had out there. And that obviously wasn't the case today. We were coming off a couple of NFC Championship games and obviously feeling good about the unit that we have on offense. That's what we talk about a lot. So this is a good kick in the you-know-where. Hopefully get us going in the right direction.
All right, well, speaking of a good kick in the you-know-where, he actually talked about something else to the you-know-where. I want to play this, Cucks. I want to create a larger point here. This was from the Pat McAfee show. And listen, Rodgers, both of those picks were two of the worst interceptions he's ever made in his career.
Yeah, the long one, the second one, his receiver wasn't anywhere in the, he wasn't even in the picture.
Missed it by 10 yards?
At least.
About?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a throw like somebody just doesn't know what's in front of him.
Yeah,
which
and by
is the exact
way,
opposite of Rodgers.
We saw him all offseason, at least in training camp, throwing these like bombs into the net. You remember this?
Yes.
Like these 50-yard bombs into the net?
Absolutely.
Well, it didn't. I mean, it's one thing to throw in a net. It's another to throw to a wide-open wide receiver in the middle of the field.
That's true.
And overshoot him by 10 yards.
Well, he talked about this on the Pat McAfee show, and while he says, and you'll hear it, he doesn't like to reach for excuses, that's exactly what he did.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. You know, there's some ones. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took. I stepped up in the pocket. I was going to throw across my body to Devontae. He was going to shallow cross. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that, and somebody on the right, with a right kind of cross, double nut shot that, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball. That was a painful one. They got their money's worth on that one.
All right. So, I mean, if we've all been hit there and, it just hurts like hell.
But do you
really feel it
in the midst of a game, like in the middle of a game?
Because of the adrenaline.
Yeah.
You would know better than me.
Because I've taken those shots before. You just don't, I've gotten full on grabbed.
Rodgers has more to hit than you do.
Maybe. trying to get tackled, right? It's just like you don't feel it. It's like, get off me, man.
I know what you mean, though, because when you're so competitively immersed in something, I would think that you would plow. Now, it might hurt after it,
yeah,
but that might not be the reason for the interception.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't disagree.
The reality is the throw was so ill-advised. I mean, we kind of give Aaron Rodgers a pass on throwing across his body because he's Aaron Rodgers. Hey, you can do whatever you want. You want to throw it underhand, Aaron Rodgers? 40 yards downfield? Throw it underhand under 40 yards downfield. We'll let you do that. But that throw, I mean, he almost had to throw it over his left shoulder. That's how far behind him that throw was.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't even close to being fundamentally sound. So, yes, he may have gotten hit in the jewels, but that still was a horrible pass. I don't care what the excuse is.
Oh, man. I mean, that does hurt, though. There's just no way around it. It hurts. It hurts. And I got news for you. In some ways, it almost hurts.
It hurts thinking about it.
No, well, that's true. I'm thinking about baseball. In some ways, it almost hurts worse with the cup.
Oh, yeah. Because
it reverberates.
It shakes. It
shakes to your bones, man.
So instead of just being over and done with, it's just kind of still going.
It's still rattling around there. That hurts like hell. All right, now, I want to play this, too. JerMichael Finley, we remember him, tight end.
I like him. He's a good dude.
Yep, he was a pretty good player. Not a great player. And, he had some dropsies, but he was a good red zone guy. Finley was a good player. And he said this on Keyshawn J. Will and Max over on ESPN Radio, and basically just flat out, you know, wondering, does Rodgers even really care the way he used to?
That's the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. You can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. Oh, it sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
Very interesting. Now, just for the sake of being transparent here, you know, I remember Finley and Rodgers had a little bit of a beef. I don't know if this was addressed at some point in the interview. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I'd have to think that, although, you know, listen, human emotions are human emotions, but I'm going to give Finley the benefit of the doubt that he was able to compartmentalize any issues he may have had or still continues to maybe residually still have with Rodgers that would alter his take of, of one of the all-time most talented quarterbacks of all time. But, see, this is interesting here because we hear his former teammate go on the morning show and say he doesn't see the drive, doesn't hear it. And then we hear him, you know, with his buddy McAfee making excuses for the pick. He doesn't look very engaged at all. You know, maybe there's a reason he's lost 4 out of 5 NFC championship games. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Tom Brady, even Tom Brady, a looser Tom Brady with the Bucks? Can you imagine Tom Brady using the excuse of getting hit in the stones for throwing a pick?
No, not,
he would never do that.
No, and again, and then Aaron is clearly trying to be like flippant and more open and more vulnerable, let's say, not to use that word given where he got hit. But still, I do agree with you, BT. There's like a seriousness with which you have to play the position if you're going to be a champion. Now, you can, at least publicly, because things go wrong, then you start pointing to those things. Oh, you're kind of loose on Pat McAfee's show. Oh, you're kind of, you know, carefree on you know, this other interview you did. Do you really care?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The fact that he's open for suggestions that he's not taking it seriously is a departure from what we've always thought about Aaron Rodgers. And so Finley may be dead wrong, but perceptually it kind of feels that he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that almost becomes the reality of it, even if it's the farthest thing from the truth.
Yep. And until he goes out, he puts up, you know, 370 yards with 4 touchdowns and no picks, and they beat a good team convincingly. Yeah. This is going to linger and languish. It's a storyline that's going to permeate all year. And listen, we said this during the summer while there was, you know, at that point, at least temporary resolution to the rift between him and Gutekunst and all the emotions, whatever. When he said he's going to go and play, and we all saw him walking into the building the first day of camp, and he was waving to the reporters, and he had a wry smile on his face. That's all well and good, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers has not seemed as if he's been incredibly motivated to be the CEO of the Packers for a long time.
Yeah, I think you're right, and part of that is because of the relationship, or lack thereof, all of his guys, what he would call his guys, they've been shipped off or just discarded.
It's the NFL, dude. Tom Brady dealt with that.
Which, by the way, gets to the conversation we're going to have in our last hour with, next segment. After Rick Neuheisel. We have Rick Neuheisel next.
Take your eyes off the soccer game for a second, buddy.
We have Rick Neuheisel next, and then we're going to talk about what Carmelo said about loyalty, lack of loyalty, which to an extent, he's right. Right?
And talk about Carmelo?
Or Carmelo, but this is what Aaron Rodgers is feeling right now. You know what I mean? Like, he's feeling like he doesn't have any sense of loyalty to the Packers because they don't have any loyalty to him.
Well, the loyalty is the contract they gave him that he earned. That's the extent of the loyalty.
True,
what else does he want him to do?
But you remember what he said? Like, he said this, if you want me to be a part of your future, then let me be a part of your future. If you don't, then let me get out of here. Which is ultimately what I think they agreed to before the season started.
To avoid the final year of the contract.
That's the compromise that they came together on.
Yep.
And so it speaks to what Carmelo was talking about. If there's any team to be loyal to a star player, it's the Packers to Aaron Rodgers. Especially how Aaron Rodgers came to the Packers with them being disloyal or kind of in an odd situation. Not really disloyal because Brett Favre really wanted to retire. But this odd situation with Brett Favre. So yeah, I think you're right, but it's a weird situation. That's the one quarterback organizational situation I thought would never get soured.
Yeah,
Especially because
and Madden Brady.
Especially how he came together. Yes, and Brady as well.
Let me throw.
But Brady, I think, was more about, dude, this team's not good right now.
I'm sure. I think that I'm going to throw something wild at you here. And I'm not even saying that I think that this remotely has a chance to come to fruition. I think that Rodgers is going to start balling soon, and I think the Packers will
too.
Be fine.
I do
we
too.
Probably should get on the record with that. You with me, right?
100%.
Okay, but let's just say we're wrong in those assertions and those projections, and they really scuffle. And they get to a point in the season, and again, this is a monster projection, but just feel me. And the season, the entire outlook is cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl seems miles and miles and miles away. It falls apart.
Yep.
Do they bench Rodgers to get a real look at Jordan Love?
Yeah, absolutely.
In real games,
100%.
Wow.
If they're trending towards out of it, say by week 12, or you know whatever, and they're 4-8.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Would they trade him at the deadline?
It'd be smart. What is the deadline? I don't even remember. Like I can't
October.
Like picture. I think it's early enough where they're probably not. I think it's early enough that they're not going to be out of it. You know,
November
2nd,
Teak. November 2nd.
You know, there's still 2 months of the season left.
There's 2 months left.
Maybe. I mean, it would be hard for them to be out out of it unless they lose their
I agree, because nobody in that division is going to run away with anything.
That's
the Vikings
right.
just lost to the Bengals.
That's right.
And the Lions, you know, are nowhere near ready. And the Bears don't have a quarterback until Justin Fields start playing.
I mean, maybe we'll start seeing Matt Nagy, if he's, you know, smart enough, to start getting some reps for Jordan Love like the Bears are doing.
Not like, Matt Nagy.
I mean LaFleur, but like the Bears are doing with Nagy, like Nagy's doing with the Bears, mm-hmm. or like Kyle Shanahan's doing with the 49ers for Trey Lance, maybe.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get back to some Packers stuff. I'm going to take a guess that at some point the rest of the football season we'll talk about the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Just a guess.
There's no doubt. whether they're winning or whether they're losing, they're going
to
be a topic.
I think we'll find a way to get the Packers back on the rundown. Coming up next, we got to run into some college football. Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports college football analyst. He coached at some big spots. He coached at UCLA, coached at Washington, coached at Colorado for the Buffs. What's going to happen at USC, and who is going to distinguish themselves coming up week 3 college football? We got Coach next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio. I would venture that our next guest likes this song. I don't know how many times it blasted in some of the locker rooms that he was in when he was the head coach over at UCLA or Washington or Colorado. But I would imagine a few times this was in the weight room or before they hit the tunnel. And we get a chance to wrap with our buddy Coach Rick Neuheisel, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. We have a lot to discuss. Coach, what's going on, man? How you been?
I am great. And as that song went through my phone, I said, that, you know what? That's a good tune.
There we go.
I'm going to compliment these guys on that tune.
Hey, listen.
That's a really good one.
Rick, we got it all, man. We have opinions. We've got great music. We've got great guests like yourself.
Yep. You missed the debate about the Rolling Stones and Tupac. And don't try to. We won't.
We're not even going
to
suck you into that nonsense here.
Now that is a toss up, right?
Listen, yes,
you've got to show some diversity.
Yes, that's the whole point, Rick. Although our one sided, narrow minded producer couldn't open up his mind to do that. Oh man! All right, Coach, we got a lot to hit, man. Well, we can certainly get to USC, but I want to ask you this because that's almost a low hanging fruit, and I promise we will hit you with that. But of the three perceived heavyweights coming into the season that have scuffled so far, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame, which of the three, if any, do you have faith in that they will regenerate to the point to become nationally championship viable again?
I believe Clemson is the most likely of those three.
Okay, expand on that. Go ahead, Coach.
Because Clemson has all the other pieces. And I think Uiagalelei, as soon as they settle in and find a running game, and that's going to be the issue. How do they get to a place where they're going to be consistent running the ball? This kid, Will Shipley, I was at a practice in the fall. I think he's got some special stuff. I don't think he's a 25 carry a guy that ETN could be on any given night. But if you go back and really look at ETN's numbers, rarely did he ever get 20 carries. I mean, he just didn't. So I think Clemson has the defensive front, and at the end of the day, that's where you can win games, even when your offense sputters. So I would lean Clemson in that regard. Notre Dame's front seven, to me, looks slow. They don't look nearly as fast as they were a year ago.
Yeah.
In running from sideline to sideline, I think Florida State showed that. We all thought Florida State was going to be, holy smokes, they're back a little bit. And look what happened in week two. And then for Toledo to, you know, make them look at least pedestrian at times, I think that's a little bit of a concern if you're Brian Kelly or an Irish fan.
Yeah, no, I think.
And with Ohio State, I mean, I think they've jettisoned Kerry Coombs. I don't think they've told anybody. But I don't think he's calling defense anymore, and
oh,
that's
interesting.
A concern.
Interesting. Well, I mean, we saw that game against Oregon, Coach, where, I mean, they were running the triple option, basically, with the tight end bluffing the defensive end, going into the flat, and then you had to take
Old
the quarterback or the running back. Yeah, it was awesome to watch. But they got gashed 2 weeks in a row. Minnesota did it to them as well. So you know that there's something
and
flawed.
And going back to the Alabama game, they've given up 118 points in the last three games.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it that way. But that's a big number for a team that's trying to compete, for the Big Ten, but also for the college football playoff. Let's get to the big story that came down a couple days ago. Clay Helton gets fired out at USC. It kind of felt inevitable. We've been talking about this for, I feel like, years. When's it going to be over for Clay Helton? Who do you think is best to replace him? Because it's such an interesting job. They did the new AD, Mike Bone, put in some resources. They hired as an interim, one of the best recruiters out on the West Coast, as you know, Dante Williams. And so what's the best choice for them to fill that void?
That's a $1 million question, and probably closer to a $1 billion question. Because USC finding their footing and getting back to being a major program and being a regular, at least in terms of when we talk about the suspects of who's going to play in the playoff, is absolutely essential for the Pac-12 in their next television negotiation.
Great point.
They have to have USC, you know, with the pomp and circumstance and the A-list celebrities on the sideline, like we all remember when Pete Carroll was there. Because it drives the price up when, you know, television suitors come knocking on the door. And it is pivotal for George Kliavkoff, the new commissioner, that they get right in that department. And as you pointed out, Clay has been in purgatory for a long time. He has been like that cat hanging off that stadium in Miami. I mean,
that was
somehow,
great.
Some way, he clung to life. And then obviously with the beatdown at the hands of Stanford in front of a very disgruntled home crowd that was headed for the aisles, it was the end. So my guess is they're going to look long and hard for the name, okay? Now, the name may say no. Urban Meyer has already said there's no way.
Yeah.
But I promise you there'll be some overtures to Urban, especially if things go sour in this first year at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean Urban's going to do it. I think there'll be some overtures towards Chris Peterson.
Hmm.
Chris Peterson was the choice when they ended up hiring Sark. But Peterson, in the last interview, and I was told this by one of the guys doing the interview, wasn't interested in doing all the pomp and circumstance that usually accompanies the Trojan job, meaning doing all the, you know, booster events and, you know,
luncheons,
going to the cocktail parties and all the different things that go along, you know, with being Tommy Trojan. He didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
He was kind of used to, you know, a very sedate lifestyle. Just let me coach the team. I think they're ready to do that now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think they're looking at Nick Saban. You know, when Saban got to Alabama, he said, "We're not doing red elephants. And we're not doing this A Club deal anymore." Two things that everybody had to do in the wake of Bear Bryant. And he just said no. Well, that turned out to be okay. He's done pretty well there in Tuscaloosa. So I think Chris Peterson, if given the promise and the assurance that you can just coach the team, we'll take care of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
He might be interested because he may be missing it. You know, he was a little disgruntled with what he thought was unfair recruiting advantages. And, you know, now that everything's above board, instead of, you know, getting recruits beneath the table, everything in the NIL world's above the board, I think that might fit his deal. And I think if you coupled him with a GM that he picked, and it's hard for me to believe I'm saying general manager when we're talking about college football, but that's where we're going. The GM's job now in college football is to know what's going on in that transfer portal, know everything there is to know about everybody in it. The GM's job is to keep track of your roster management as to who's staying and who's going. We saw a rule come over the wire today that they're going to allow for more initials, so that gives the GM a little bit more wiggle room. And then the GM's job is to go find all the NIL deals in town so that you can promise these to the guys that are coming to campus.
Wow.
Because that's always going to be part of it. It's a new frontier. But if Chris Peterson can just coach the team and he has a guy that he trusts in that role,
yeah,
I think that might fit.
That's an outstanding explanation. We're talking to Rick Neuheisel here, former college coach, of course, UCLA, the Huskies, Colorado, CBS Sports, college football analyst. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Coach, you make me want to go back to Charlottesville and be that general manager for Bronco Mendenhall. I got a lot of relationships down there.
You
it's a good job.
Phenomenal in that role. I'm telling you, you're laughing, Tiki. I'm telling you, this is going to be the deal. You're going to see guys that are what? I mean, there was an article in the, I think it was on ESPN.com, and it was written about Jeff Collins when Nick Saban got the job at Alabama. He hired Jeff Collins away from Georgia Tech. Chan Gailey was at Georgia Tech. He hired him away, and basically he said, "You're going to do all the player personnel stuff right from the NFL, right?
Wow.
You just come from the Dolphins."
Yep.
And Jeff Collins went in there. Now, by rule, none of that was legal. the only people that could have been recruiting and evaluating players were the nine full-time assistant coaches and the head coach.
Yep.
But they went and built a personnel department, which is what these analysts do while they're there.
Wow.
The quote-unquote analysts. On our radio show, guys, we call it the happy ending halfway house. Because
what?
Lane Kiffin.
What? The happy ending halfway house. I love it.
What? I love
Lane
it.
Lane Kiffin. Let me go through this list, guys.
Go ahead.
Okay. Billy Napier.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin. Steve Sarkisian. Mike Locksley. Dan Enos. Hugh Freeze. They tried to get Hugh Freeze in there. The commissioner of the league said no chance. But they were trying to anybody that is. And by the way, watch for Clay Helton to show up there. He'll be there. This is, and all these guys now have, you know, monster jobs.
That's right,
monster jobs, because they were touched by the hand of, you know, Lord Saban himself, and they now have gone on to get these jobs again, even though they were in absolute no man's land when they left their previous posts.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. That makes a lot of sense. Nick Saban is a cure-all. Your tenure at UCLA, we remember it, and now we remember.
I should have gone to Saban after.
Yes,
I got
you should have.
I went to CBS. That was a better deal.
Yeah, it is a better deal because we love you here. You give us insights that we wouldn't get any other way. But Chip Kelly. He kind of went through a hard little run there. First 3 years, I think he was 10-21. But it feels like it's coming back. And part of that is recruiting. So this is a two-part question. But one is, how hard is it to recruit when a program is down, kind of like USC is going to go through? And are you believing this early good return for this 2021 season for UCLA and Chip Kelly?
Well, let's start with the second part of the question first. I am believing it. I was on hand, I was in the Rose Bowl for the LSU game. And not only was it an impressive performance on the field, both offensively and defensively, in particular in the trenches. And you're going toe-to-toe with an LSU team, and I don't care if it's a vintage LSU team or just a regular LSU team, we know that they have guys in the trenches. And for UCLA to beat them at the point of attack from both sides of the ball, I thought was a monster, monster statement. Obviously a win in front of a crowd that was, you know, engaged. It was reminiscent of days of old when Terry Donahue was running things at UCLA. And so I'm very long on the Bruins, especially if Dorian Thompson-Robinson can improve. He was out for 10 days in fall camp. A lot of people think he had COVID. He's back. He's only right now completing 53% of his passes. If that number jumps to 65, this team can be really good, really good. Because not only are they, you know, got Chip Kelly calling the plays on offense, they've got, for the first time, kind of a defense that can handle the point of attack. The question about recruiting, and this goes back to what we were talking about GMs, I don't think you have to be a master recruiter anymore. You have to be a guy that can see talent and then get it. Their two running backs right now are two transfers. Britton Brown's from Duke.
Yep.
He came to UCLA from Duke. And the kid from Michigan, Zach Charbonnet, is averaging like 13 or 14 yards a carry right now. I mean, those guys, Chip isn't one of those guys who hustles and is in every living room. Chip wants to watch film. He wants to call plays. He wants to out-scheme you, and he's a genius at it. He needs enough guys on his staff to be able to go get enough high school players that you can keep the thing replenished, but he can go get some players that aren't being utilized at other places and get them into school at UCLA as long as the administration will help him there, and he can have his team without necessarily being the savant recruiter. And that's where this GM thing can be really different. So it's not all about who can be the lord of the living room.
Rick, awesome conversation, buddy. Really, really good to have you on early in the year. I know we'll have you back on throughout the season, but thanks for some really thoughts on really good thoughts on some very interesting topics right now. Thank you, Coach.
And it's a toss up with Tupac and Rolling Stones.
What about Eminem? Wait. What about Eminem and the Who? Which way are we going?
Oh, come on.
You know, Eminem had some. That 8 Mile thing was a pretty impressive deal. I'm not sure if Daltrey could have gone into some of those clubs and knocked it out of the park like that. I'm going Eminem in that one.
But Ricky was the pinball wizard, man. So you got to give him a little prop.
Ever since he was a young boy, he played the silver ball.
That's right. That's awesome.
Tiki will love this. When I was coaching, I would walk the stretch lines when the songs were going, and they always had some hip hop going.
Yep.
And I wouldn't know who the hell was playing, singing the next song. So I'd ask one of the kids as he's stretching, I go, "Who's this?" And he goes, "Oh, the coach, that's Young Jeezy." And then two lines over, I'd go up to another kid and I'd say, "Hey, you like this cut from Young Jeezy?" And the guy goes, "No way, Coach Young knows Young Jeezy."
Hey, street cred, Rick.
There it is.
Two aisles over.
I loved it. I love it.
Awesome. You're lucky the guy didn't feed you the wrong thing on the stretching line.
That's exactly right. I was counting on that first guy. There's a lot of trust involved there.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, boys. Take care.
That was awesome, man. Yes, you too. That was great.
He's fantastic.
Ack.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Are you even a Who fan or no? You're not a Who fan.
I like the Who. I don't love them. I like the Stones better.
Who? Give me a top five. Give me a top three bands of all time.
Well, Springsteen right there, the Beatles, just because I think their work is so timeless and
sure.
So good and reaches so many people.
Yep.
And I'd probably go the Stones. You could definitely make a case for U2, I think, for their longevity.
Okay.
I'd go Springsteen, Rolling Stones, and Beatles, no particular order.
Good calls. All right, Axe Update is now coming up. Carmelo says that's it. There is no sentiment, not that there ever was a ton, but sentiment is officially gone. Sports officially 100% all business. We'll get to that after Axe Update right now. Here's Rich.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back. Sunday, another NFL on CBS doubleheader. Early action, the Raiders battle the Steelers, or you get a couple of good rookies as the Pats and the Jets hook up. Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, then second-year sensation Justin Herbert and the Bolts, the high-octane Bolts. They take on the Cowboys looking for win number one, who look good against Tampa. Very good. Coverage begins noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. JB and the guys, it's the NFL Today. All coming up Sunday on CBS.
You asked me if the Jets could win that game, win that game.
I asked you that 20 minutes ago. Am I going to get my answer now?
I think I answered you.
Did you?
You maybe weren't listening.
I probably wasn't.
I think they can, but it's going to take a Herculean effort by the Jets' defense, which is very, very young. In fact, they have two safeties, Hamza Nasruldeen and Jamion Sherwood, who I think is out.
Sherwood's out.
But
got hurt during the game.
Either way, they were, yes, that's right. He left with a wrist injury or something like that, and he didn't come back. But they're both safeties playing linebacker. And when we asked Robert Saleh why he was doing that, mm-hmm. he said one of the most interesting and profound things I've never thought about as it pertains to the running back position.
Because the other guys we have suck?
Well, that too.
But is that what he said?
He said the evolution of the running back has far outpaced the evolution of the linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you get these guys like C.J. Mosley who are thumpers
and
all pros but can't cover worth a lick.
Well,
that was his big liability in Baltimore.
But before he got hurt, all right, go ahead. Yeah, I got you. I'm not saying he's going to drop back and be a star.
Well, he lost 15, 20 pounds.
He did. But he always, remember when he got hurt against Buffalo, his first game with the Jets?
Yes,
he had a pick in the end zone, had a pick six.
Yes,
he broke one up, and he actually did some good things in pass coverage.
He also told us that he didn't think C.J. Mosley, when he first met him,
was a good fit.
Yeah, he actually lost weight and got dedicated to the position. But the point is, these linebackers, a lot of them can't cover guys like Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield.
Uh-huh.
And so I make that point because the Jets, who their middle section is the liability, if they can manage the New England Patriots' middle game, right? Because that's what the Patriots do.
Yep.
It's what Tom Brady did. It's what Mac Jones is now doing in this Josh McDaniels offense. If they can manage that and keep it like a one-score game,
mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson's special, man. The kid makes some throws. So if they keep it close, they can win it.
I think it's going to be tight.
And what did I say about the Carolina game? They played horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Horrendous for the first half. It was one of the worst first halves I've ever seen. And they lost the game by 5.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I was already kind of encouraged going into the game. I didn't think they'd beat Carolina. I think they've got more than a puncher's chance to beat the Pats. But we'll obviously do all of that. Show up Tierney the whole week. Week 2 setup as we get a little deeper into tomorrow. It's all coming your way. Week 2 tomorrow. Tiki's Giants against Washington with Taylor Heineke. So all sorts of storylines. Let's get to this. We teased it. I want to read something from Carmelo Anthony. All right. Carmelo said, quote, "I don't feel as if there's loyalty in sports. When you talk about loyalty then, and what my morals is based off of, I still carry those basics of loyalty today in my life. Sports is just sports. It's a business. There's no loyalty in sports. You're an athlete. That's your profession. You get paid to do that. Nobody has to be loyal to you." Mm. Me just kind of showing that and having that mentality growing up and learning that, I know what loyalty feels like, and I know what it feels like when somebody's disloyal to you or not loyal as much as you are. I still carry those basics of loyalty with me today. All right. Pretty sensible basic stuff right there. And I don't really doubt the integrity of the statement.
Why is he talking about
that? I don't know. He was on some podcast. He was talking about everything. The banana boat, why he wasn't in the picture. He was just doing a general catch up with Carmelo kind of thing. It's all good. Here's the thing that I challenge with the statement, though. When he talks about loyalty, you know, it was his lack of loyalty to the Knicks that forced, forget not the Denver Nuggets, to the Knicks, that forced the Knicks to gut their entire roster to facilitate that trade to get him from the Denver Nuggets.
Great point.
Whereas all he had to do was wait till the summer, go as a free agent, and he would have gone to a much better team.
Yeah.
Instead, to facilitate the deal, you take this guy, you take a couple of the first round picks, you take that guy, you take that. He goes to a team that lost the entire team.
Yeah.
So loyalty, what are we talking about here?
Loyalty, you know, and lack of loyalty ultimately got him on a situation that made him, I think, a star in a sense, but they couldn't win anything. When I think about loyalty, the thing that jumps in my mind is the guy we lambast for being loyal, and that's Jerry Jones, right? Jerry Jones is loyal to a fault sometimes. Think how long he stuck with Jason Garrett after it felt like, Jason's good, won Coach of the Year, but I like Jason, he's a friend, but is he ever going to get you to that spot? The answer's probably not. But remember we had Stephen Jones on?
Yeah, but this is a while ago now. We got to get him back on. It's been a while.
It's probably maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. He's talking about like hanging out with Jason Garrett. Like, he's coming over to the house.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, what?
It's tough to whack somebody when you had five scotches the night
before. That's exactly right. And so, but he does that with the players too. He was that way with Tony Romo.
Very close and with Tony.
Dez Bryant. He was extraordinarily loyal to, despite all the things that were going on, you know, on and off the field with him.
Yep.
So loyalty isn't dead in sports. I just think that some teams, they don't put a premium on it. It's there, but there's not a huge premium on it, especially if there's someone better they can go get as far as players are concerned.
It's very hard to be loyal when there's a salary cap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what complicates it. So in the world of the NFL,
end of the day, that's it.
And, you know, in the world of the NBA, it's a lot harder. And, you know, like with baseball, there's luxury taxes and there's repercussions and there's thresholds that most teams, if not all, really try to avoid, et cetera. But, you know, you can be... Like, the Yankees were able to be loyal to Jeter at the end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you could drop, not that they really did, but you could drop him in the order.
Uh-huh.
You know, depreciating asset. You can, instead of playing 6 games a week, you could play 4.
Yeah.
You know, like, you look around, like, Joey Votto. Joey Votto's been a lifetime Red. He's had a terrific, and guy's basically a borderline Hall of Fame player. Mm-hmm. He really is. And you study Votto's numbers, it's like, man, and I love Joey. I didn't know he was quite that good.
Yeah.
But he's been a Red since day one. And... You know, because of the market, because of the affinity for sentimentality, Big Red Machine, they haven't had a ton of great teams since then. Of course, the team that beat the A's in 90 with Lou Piniella, championship, Barry Larkin, et cetera. But there's been a dearth of great Red teams since the Big Red Machine.
No doubt.
You know, and Joey Votto's been one of their rare great players since Larkin. So you can hold on to that guy, even if he's hitting 240, because you know what? There's still some kids and dads that want to come out and see Joey Votto.
That's right.
Because
the dad will speak nostalgia about him and say he did this, and he's this guy, and he could be our Hall of Famer.
And, yeah. And when they're playing an American League team, you could DH him if he can't play first base anymore. Yeah. I mean, there's ways to navigate that. But Carmelo's not wrong, and I think for fans, listen, forget about player or franchise to player or player to franchise. There is no loyalty from sport to fan anymore.
Yeah.
Think about what you now have to pay for.
Yeah.
Just to consume some of these things.
Yeah, that's right.
You wanted to watch this game.
Yeah.
So you had to get Paramount Plus.
I'm watching the Champions League right now. Liverpool is a minute away from, this is just a group stage against AC Milan. But you're right. I couldn't get this on just, hey, I want to flip on the TV, because we tried. And it's not on CBS Sports Network. They have the Galoza show on. So you have to pay for Paramount Plus, which I don't mind, because there's cool stuff on Paramount
Plus. Plus is really good, but you got to pay for it if you want to watch it.
That's right. You want to watch it, this or the Europa League, you got to pay for it.
You want to watch Hard Knocks, you got to pay for HBO.
That's right. Exactly right. So,
if you want to watch Hard Knocks, you better watch soon, because it's going away.
Yep. The point is, to BT's point, it's a business, man. It's a business, right? People realize, or at least those who are putting on these programs, they realize that content sells and winning sells. And the only way to get there is to, make it a business. And that's what sport has always been. We just want it to be otherwise. And I don't think it ever fully will be. There will be spot cases like with Joey Votto, like with Derek Jeter. There'll be like with Rondé, to be perfectly honest with you, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They just kept giving him one-year deals. Hey, you want to keep playing? We think you can still play. You want to keep playing? Yeah, sure. Let's do a one-year deal, right? But it's rare. It's very rare that we're going to see it in sport going forward. By the way, Liverpool wins.
There you go. We went to a couple Yankee games within the last month. Yeah. You know, Tiki went. Yep. You went as well.
That's right.
And, Jed and I had a drink, and the kids had, the little ice cream in the Yankee helmets, and we had a couple Nathan's Hot. $109.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. Thank God I can swing it, and I'm certainly lucky to be able to do that. And the tickets were free. They're great corporate seats, beyond, 10 rows beyond the dish. I'm certainly not going to complain.
Thank you, Odyssey.
Absolutely. I mean, they were six seats. But, if you're, not quite as able to do it, how do you do it? There's no loyalty to the average fan. Been like that for a long time.
By the way.
But we're fooling.
By the way, Brooklyn loved it.
Oh, Yankee Stadium. So, any baseball game is
no,
great.
She loved baseball. I didn't know she loved baseball.
She looked pretty excited when Sanchez hit that bomb. I saw the picture.
So, you, Colton, Brooklyn, we got to go.
Maybe they can start dating, too. Maybe, set the seeds for a little future relationship.
Sorry, honey. This is an arranged marriage. But I love Bobby.
Bobby's got to take a hike. Uncle Daddy B wants to marry into some NFL money, so you're going to marry her. All right, third hour coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.